Despite more snowpack than usual, forecasters say the risk of spring breakup flooding is for the most part moderate across the state, even in areas of South Central that were buried under huge amounts of snow. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
Homeowners in Anchorage might get some basement and crawl space flooding this year, but unless the weather breaks into sustained higher temperatures, forecasters are looking at prospects for a slow breakup across the state this spring. National Weather Service hydrologist Scott Lindsay released the flooding outlook at a briefing requested by Senator Lisa Murkowski. All the way up into Canada, there is higher than normal snowpack above the Yukon River and in the interior. But this year's ice thickness is nothing unusual, and for now, they're looking for a gradual release of water and ice down the rivers this spring. Lindsay said about 16 villages that usually see some flooding might see more than usual this year.
This is what we're showing right now for our flood potential. The lighter green is one notch above, means the low to medium potential for flooding. The yellow dots are places that normally flood, minor flooding, but those villages are at a higher risk for moderate flooding at this point.
The river villages all have watch programs, and State Homeland Security and Emergency Management Deputy Director Mike O'Hare said they all have shelter locations planned out in case they're needed. The big risk is ice jam flooding, and rarely does a year go by without some of that in Alaska. Last year, Crooked Creek was extensively damaged. 2 years before that, the old village of Eagle was pretty much scoured away by breakup ice that washed through. O'Hare called that ballistic ice and said there's really nothing to do but get out of its way.
We're talking about, like I say, ballistic ice, huge chunks traveling 8 miles an hour, can do just about anything it wants.
So far, the near-record snows of South Central Alaska are going away gradually, said Scott Lindsay, due to repeated freezes and thaws. One factor that is helping ease potential flooding is that the ground under all that snow in the Anchorage area did not freeze very deeply.
The frost depth in the ground was greatly reduced. Normally we would see 50 to 60 inches of frost in the soil. We had some reports that were less than 20. And so a lot of that soil is starting to thaw out already. And that's ideal for us because as we get these freeze-thaw cycles, the water's able to infiltrate and go away.
But that also means snow near foundations needs to be cleared away, and property owners might want to dig drainage channels leading away from their homes.
If you normally have water in your crawl space, make sure your sump pump's working because there will be water, the groundwater levels will be very high.
Lindsay displayed some maps that illustrate how quickly things could change later in the month, though. If it warms up for a week or so without any freezing, that's when trouble can begin. That's what happened in 2009 in the central interior, the year Eagle was devastated. Ice in Fairbanks reached near 80 degrees in early May, and lows never went below freezing after the third week of April. Federal disaster money kicks in if the situation gets bad enough. The Federal Emergency Management Agency currently has two offices still responding to last November's storm damage in northern and western Alaska and on the Kenai Peninsula. Senator Murkowski said with the increasing number of severe weather incidents across the nation, Alaska's damages look small, but she does not see Congress tightening the purse strings much more than they already have.
Whether you're Republican or Democrat from the South or from the East, the recognition is that we've got to figure out a way to fund it. It's not easy, but we always seem to be able to come through with it.
The Weather Service maps show that this year about 80% of Alaska has higher than normal snowpack, highest all the way along the coast from the Kenai Peninsula to southern southeast. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.